You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It is Animal Radio. And I'll be real honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, if you missed last hour, I am totally freaked out about my cat now. And
no need to be, Hal.
Well, I know I shouldn't be.
Just be cautious and just wash your hands a lot.
Okay, yes. Well, I do wash my
hands.
Good
hygiene.
Yes, good hygiene.
People that know me say I wash my hands too much. And then I'm kind of
Don't French kiss your cat,
don't
okay?
French kiss my cat, okay.
Yes.
If you missed it, you can listen again by heading on over to the website at animalradio.pet or downloading the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Of course, we're talking about the author Kathleen McCullough. She wrote a book called This Is Your Brain on Parasites, and she talked about the parasites that are in our dogs, in
yes.
our cats.
Scary stuff.
And the links between schizophrenia and all kinds of diseases. It is scary stuff, especially since it's not Stephen King stuff. It's not like it's fiction. This
right.
is real stuff. The fact that little parasites could take over the world and do behind the scenes, very bizarre. Mm.
But think about how many parasites and how many germs people pass to each other.
This is true.
Let's put this real here.
Okay. You're right. I should have asked her about that. What kind of parasites?
Yeah, you know what that reminds me of? What is a sexually transmitted disease
sure.
that makes people... Was that gonorrhea?
Yeah.
Makes people crazy?
I think it's syphilis, isn't it?
Yeah, syphilis, I'm
yeah,
pretty
okay.
sure.
Yeah, okay, syphilis.
You know what? After the show, I'm just going to go hide in a corner with a blanket over my head.
I'm going to go take a shower.
And Lysol.
Coming up this hour, a little more exciting, and especially for you ladies, we're going to be talking to a French sailor. Need I say more?
Except that's all you had to say. You had me at French.
His first mate is a chicken, a hen. And he's been traveling the world. I believe he's been traveling for a couple of years now and has a couple of years to go. So he's, I believe, calling us from Greenland. And we have confirmed they do have cell service up there.
Yes, they do.
I can't imagine that. All I imagine is just lots of snow. And
that's stuff. A lucky
snow
and chicken.
Ice.
Snow and, I can't imagine how the chicken is dealing with all
yeah,
of
that's got to be too cold for the chicken. Maybe he's got a little coat for the chicken.
We'll have to ask
she
him if
he puts on a down coat.
Yeah.
Anyway, you ladies, I know you're very excited about that. That's on the way right here on Animal Radio in just a few minutes. We'll also do a quick check of the news before that with Lori Brooks. What are you working on?
Well, there's this new thing that's going on, and I hope it's not becoming a trend, but it's happened quite a bit recently, where people are doing something instead of filling out the proper legal paperwork to take their dog into a new country.
Ooh, I think I know what you're going to talk about. And I know that if you travel to another country like the UK or Australia, they have quarantines. And so I think you're going to be
right.
talking
and
about...
Right, and a lot of paperwork. Yeah.
People are doing things
but
to avoid
But what people
that.
Are doing... Right.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I'm frightened.
Can't be good.
Okay, that's on the way in just a couple of minutes right here on Animal Radio. Let's go to the phones. Let's see. I think we have Rick on the phone. Hey, Rick, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. What's going on in your world?
Well, I have a schnoodle. He's about a year and a half to 2 years old. Very rambunctious, but he loves walks and to play and all that, but he does not like a car. He'll get real shaky, like riding in a car.
Mm-hmm.
He starts panting, salivating, and then eventually he'll throw up.
Okay. All right. Well, and that's definitely a hard thing. Are you out traveling right now with him?
No. He's at home. Okay. I'm a truck driver. I'm actually in Island Park, Idaho, which is absolutely
okay.
beautiful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the trick with dogs that have problems in the car travel, there's two components to it. There's actually what's more of a phobia, which causes them to be fearful, trembling, shaking, drooling. And then there's the dogs that have true motion sickness. Now, a dog with true motion sickness doesn't have to go through those other symptoms. And in fact, a dog with motion sickness, it's really just when they get on those windy turns that they'll start to get nauseated and vomit.
Right.
However, a dog that has motion sickness can build up those phobias because they know what's going to come. So you can get an overlap of two problems here. So we have to address it that way. The first part, if we've got time and opportunity before car travel, the best thing we can do is condition a dog to the car. And that can be a very labor-intensive process where we gradually train them to being near a car, being in the car gradually that goes down the back of the driveway, and then eventually working up to going around the blocks. Now, every dog is different, and you can't push them. So we may spend, you know, a week or two just getting them to do basic obedience, sitting right next to the car before we actually enter it. If we notice any fearful behaviors, ears are down and back, tail is low, slinking, looking around, licking the lips, then we're pushing them too far, and we don't want to take that next step and put them in the car and drive them around because we're not accomplishing anything. We're setting ourselves further back. So gradually we build up to this. We practice this with treats, rewards, and then eventually we build up to those smaller bits of time getting around the car, driving the car, that we can hopefully build them up to positive experiences. So that's the hard and the long way to correct these type of things when we've got anxiety. Some of the short-term things that we do, there's a lot of different things. So some dogs, if we really feel that they have motion sickness, I may use a drug like Dramamine. Or there's another one that's approved for dogs called Serenia, which helps to decrease their motion sickness, and truly an emotion sickness type problem. Won't do anything for that anxiety, so we got to work on that too. So I may add in some things like the thunder shirt, which can be a calming effect, as well as things like dog pheromones. Those help to kind of relax them in a natural way. Those could be in collars, sprays, things like that. I guess the other thing that I should mention is that when we are traveling with dogs in a car, we don't want them to run helter-skelter all around the car, because that can actually be very upsetting. It helps to feed their anxiety. With the more they can run from window to window and drool and lick the glass, it really makes them very much nervous. So seat belts or dog crates are a great way to keep them confined, and that'll help decrease some of that motion sickness that they'll have. And then the final thing, hey, I've even tried ginger snaps. Just like people, dogs can respond to the beneficial effects of ginger for motion sickness. So a couple ginger snaps or a little bit of some crystallized ginger can be very helpful, about 30 minutes to 45 minutes before you travel.